Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. Find everything Mark Cox at 971talk.com/Cox.
Everyone's watching.
I see good things about Hitler also. I love everyone, and Jewish people are not going to tell me you can love every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
Wiggins.
Oh, Wiggins.
Well, Wiggins, how do you follow that would be my question.
I tell you what, for 15 years, it has been kind of fun, almost like a pastime for everybody, to psychoanalyze Kanye West. Because every roughly year or two, he comes out and does a month or two of just
crazy
attention grabbing. And for a long time, you thought, this is going to precede an album. You know, this, whatever this
he's
is.
He's doing it for attention. He's running for president. He's...
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now he's losing so much money by doing this crazy stuff that you think maybe it's not publicity anymore. And everybody's like, well, he's got mental problems. I think he's got, I'm going deep here on Kanye.
All right.
I think he's got this thing that just wants to rebel against everything all the time. So he finds whatever the craziest thing that he could say that would get him banned and get him hated just to do it, just to say it and be out there and be basically hated.
Or maybe he's always felt this way, but he's finally decided he's got enough money that he doesn't need any more and he doesn't care. It's insane. You can't say what he said. I mean, when you make Alex Jones look sane, that's saying something, right? You can't say what he said and then follow it up with a butt monkey, as Laura Ingraham likes to say. You can't say Hitler's an okay guy, but I mean, there's no there.
But I think that's kind of what I'm saying, is that if Kanye West decides, you know what, I'm going to do, what's the craziest next thing I can do? Let's see if I can get Alex Jones to tell me I went too far. You know, I mean, what possibly could you do bigger than that?
Well, let's see if we can fool my old acquaintance, so they've known each other a long time, Donald Trump, into having dinner with me, and I'll bring along Milo Yiannopoulos and Nick Fuentes without telling him.
Oh, that's a name I haven't heard in a long time. Milo.
Yeah, he was there,
too. I didn't know he was there.
He was the one that was originally going, and it was his idea, apparently, to bring Fuentes along, who's done the whole white nationalist thing the last couple of years. They knew they were going to be getting Donald Trump in trouble to do that.
They had to.
They knew. That it was intentional. It was intentional. Did you hear his comments about Netanyahu?
Who is Kanye's?
Kanye.
No.
Okay, so I don't think most people have heard this. I found this soundbite. It was from the same show with Jones. He pulls out a bottle of that chocolate drink, Yoo-hoo, right? He pulls that up on the set, and then he starts talking about Netanyahu, and he pulls out an orange net, and you got to listen to this because you can hear the crazy in his voice. He starts doing a voice here. Listen.
I was tired of picking up the Yahoo and the Netting, so For now, he's just Natin. I know some people call him BB. No, some people call him Yahoo. But we're going to call him Natin. What you want, Natin? Hey, yay, right after this, I'm going to say you're crazy. I'm going to take your family away from you. We're not done with you yet. You cannot cause free thought. We have to control the history books. We have to control the banks. And we have to go and kill people. Also, we're in the pedophilia. Ha, ha, ha.
So, and in a little while, hopefully you're going to take the mask off, because is this actually yay here?
I mean, even Alex Jones crazy didn't know what to do with him.
Is he speaking? So he's using the props to speak as Netanyahu?
Like he's Netanyahu. He had an orange net, and he was acting like he was Netanyahu.
Man, what the heck is going
on? I don't know what's going on.
You know what drives me crazy? Speaking of this Nick Fuentes guy,
yeah.
Once I saw a clip of him, I said, oh, maybe somewhere I'd seen a clip of him randomly in the last couple of years. But what drives me crazy is that these guys come out, and we're in the industry. I mean, we're in the conservative talk industry. I don't know who this guy is. He does not represent me or almost anyone, yet they'll prop him up and go, oh, this is what they're all like. It's so ridiculous. I mean, we don't even know who the guy is.
Well, I pointed out that and a listener pointed this out to me because I'd forgotten about it. 5.5 years ago, when that kid was still in college, the Boston Globe did a story on Tony Lahren, the Fox News contributor, Nick Fuentes, and a couple of other young conservatives. And it was called The Kids Are Far Right or something. It was a takeoff on the Who song, right? The Kids Are All Right.
Yeah.
And I tried to reach Tommy Lahren and couldn't. So I was able to get a hold of this Fuentes guy. I actually had him on my show 5.5 years ago.
No kidding.
Before he said any of this crazy stuff.
When he was a college kid.
He was a college student. He was doing an internet show out of his dorm room 5.5 years ago. I didn't remember it. Somebody pointed it out to me. You can't take what he said and say, well, because he was once conservative, this applies to all conservatives, any more than you can say, well, you know, Kim Kardashian must agree with Kanye West because she was married to him for so long.
Yeah.
You just can't, you can't make those connections just because of something somebody's done since after you knew them. I mean, it's just, it's insane.
Kellyanne Conway must be part of the Lincoln Project because George Conway is
because
in it.
George Conway is. Yeah. The crimes of the spouse or the, you know, an acquaintance.
Right.
It's just crazy. Absolutely crazy. Wiggins, thank you. Can you hang around for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
You might be glad you did.
Oh.
I'm just saying. We
okay.
We got a surprise guest coming in studio because it's Ashlyn's last day is one of the reasons. We're going to be back here in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.